U.S. and Canadian commissioners representing the Great Lakes met in Buffalo, New York today to hear from the public on the region's progress. Great Lakes Today's Elizabeth Miller reports local environmental groups presented their progress as well.
U.S. International Joint Commissioner Lana Pollack opened with a message.
What we're here today to do is to hear from some experts, hear from the public, and thereby advise the governments in both countries as well as the more local jurisdictions on how the lakes can best be protected.
Four U.S. and Canadian IJC commissioners hosted Tuesday's meeting for residents to share thoughts on two separate progress reports. The reports include recommendations for the federal government, from paying more attention to recreational waters to reducing phosphorus in Western Lake Erie. The meeting also presented a chance to hear from advocates working every day to restore the Great Lakes, including the Western New York Land Conservancy's Jejean Rose Burney. He's leading a campaign to honor Buffalo's Niagara River as a Ramsar site, an international honor.
It's probably healthier now than it has been in generations, and Ramsar is a way to honor that change, that turnaround.
There are already four designated Ramsar sites along the Great Lakes, but this Niagara River designation would be the first transboundary site on the Ramsar list in North America. The commission is accepting public comment on the progress reports until April 15th. For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.